A very good morning to you all, and welcome to day 23 of our 40 days Lenten prayers and reflections. Today is Monday, 15th March 21. As this day begins, let us consider well what you have said. Your promise never to let us down. Your promise never to let us go. Encouraged, we take our stand upon these promises and seek firm ground for our feet today. Lord, deliver us and others from discouragement. May we grow in faith, in love, and in hope. May we learn how to laugh at the devil. May we discern through the bustle and noise of daily life the growing shape of your kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Listen now for the word of God from the prophecy of Amos, chapter 8, the verses 11 to 12. The days are coming, declares the Sovereign Lord, when I will send a famine through the land. Not a famine of food or a thirst for water, but a famine of hearing the words of the Lord. People will stagger from sea to sea and wander from north to east, searching for the word of the Lord, but they will not find it. Famine for hearing the word of the Lord. Amos was a shepherd from Tekoa who was commissioned by God to pronounce severe judgment on the surrounding nations and cities which encircled God's chosen people. But Israel itself was not exempt from God's judgment because they had followed after other gods and become a faithless and adulterous nation. For that reason, Amos accused the Israelite nation of disobedience, religious hypocrisy, and luxurious indulgences. He warned that judgment and oppression would fall on them. For the most part of his book, the prophet warns these rebellious Israelites about swarms of destructive locusts, devouring fires, the inescapable sword, and complete devastation. But the climax of his prophecy about God's displeasure against Israel and the punishment for their national disobedience comes at chapter 8, which is our text. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord God, when I will send a famine on the land, not a famine for bread or a thirst for water, but rather for hearing the words of the Lord. Now the context of that prophecy must be placed within historical antecedents, wherein for centuries the prophetic call to Israel was to return to the Lord. But for generations, Israel rejected God's repeated calls to repent from their sins. Not only did they fail to repent, but their disobedience culminated in the rejection and crucifixion of their promised Messiah centuries later. And because they rejected the Messiah who had come with the life-giving word of God, a day would come when God would send a famine through the land, a famine of hearing the words of the Lord. People will stagger from sea to sea and wander from north to east, searching for the word of the Lord, but they will not find it. There is something quite significant about this short passage that needs to be unpacked. But simply put, when people repeatedly reject the word of God and disobey his commands, their proud hearts and ceaseless minds become hardened until God permits that inflexibility to become permanent, giving them over to their rebellious hearts and to their lustful desires, and then pronouncing a famine for the hearing of the words of the Lord. Beloved in the Lord, if we do not have food and drink to sustain our physical bodies, we would die. But to not have spiritual food that nourishes the soul towards eternity is surely catastrophic. Food for the soul comes through hearing the word of the Lord. And because of our unrepentant idolatry and gross apostasy, Israel would experience a famine for hearing the word of God. They will call for help when disaster fell, but he would not hear. They would search for the truth, but they would not find it, for their ears had become blocked to his voice, their eyes had become blind to his guidance, and their hearts had become frozen against the God of their salvation. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will send a famine for hearing the words of the Lord. Well, I know what you are thinking. How does this concern us? That message was for the Israelites who rejected the Messiah. You say, we have accepted him. We worship every week and on many other weekdays. We sing in choirs, attend prayer meetings. We take notes when the sermon is going on so that we can look at them again at some point. I have listened to powerful sermons from many great preachers, and my soul is spiritually alive and not dead or suffering from spiritual malnutrition, as the text suggests. There is no sign of famine for hearing the words of the Lord in my life. Is this what you are saying to yourself? But really, what are you hearing and what kind of teaching are you getting from all those preachers? You remember that the Apostle Paul warned young Timothy that a time was coming when people will no longer listen to sound and wholesome teaching. Instead, they will follow their own desires and will look for teachers who will tell them whatever their itching ears want to hear. The English Standard Version says, "The time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions." Friend, do you see the relationship between Amos's prophecy and Paul's warning? Famine for the word of God would be as a result of wrong teaching from false teachers to itching ears. Many people in the church today are not looking for the word of God, but for their word of God. Word that validates who they are and want to be. Word that puts culture against creation and glorifies sinful passions. Word that does not challenge sin and unrighteousness, because in a postmodern culture, there are multiple truths, and to talk of judgment is to infringe on people's privacy. People are seeking out teachers who will tell them what they want to hear and not what they need to hear for the salvation of their souls. And then there are those who feel they are already satisfied with the Word of God, probably because they are frequent church attendees, even if they have been engulfed in the vanities of this world. These two may be suffering from famine for hearing the word of the Lord. You know what John Piper says to these ones: if you don't feel strong desires for the manifestations of the glory of God, it is not because you have drunk deeply and are satisfied. It is because you have nibbled so long at the table of the world. Your soul is stuffed with small things, and there is no room for the great. Friend, let us take warning from Prophet Amos and return to the truth of God's word. The world needs responsible, selfless, and faithful teachers and preachers to preach the whole truth of God's word without equivocation. Otherwise, churches will become empty, and there will be nowhere for the hungry souls of our land to find nourishment. Smith Wigglesworth suggested four principles that I think we can benefit from in order to overcome any famine for hearing the word of the Lord in our lives. First, read the word of God. Second, consume the word of God until it consumes you. Third, believe the word of God. Fourth, act on the word. Heavenly Father, thank you again for your word this morning. There are many warnings that we need to heed in a world that is deeply in sin, where many people prefer to obey the words of people rather than your own words. Help us to keep our hearts towards your word and willing and be willing to receive your correction. Help us to focus on Jesus and his teachings and not on the diluted word that many are seeking to bring us. Let our eyes and ears ever be open to your word of truth, your word that can bring the wholeness that we all long for. Do not allow us in that terrible place of famine for hearing your word. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us now and evermore. Amen.